Pirtek Stadium. It's going to be rocking on the weekend. Parramatta Stadium with the Western Sydney Wanderers in their Asian Champions League final against Al Hilal. And glad the man who's going to be stopping all those rapid fire shots joins us on the line, Ante Kovic. G'day, Ante.
Good morning, guys.
Yeah, exciting times, mate.
Very exciting, very exciting. Doesn't really get too much bigger than this for football in this region. So really looking forward to it. And it's going to be an awesome two legs. Really good experience to be coming into this final.
You'd be happy for a quiet night, I gather.
Without question, I'd rather not be touching the ball. So hopefully the boys in front of me do their jobs. And we go away with the... with something that we can take into Saudi Arabia. But, the less I get to touch it, the happier I'll be.
Mate, mindset. In these battles, I imagine, you know, if you travel there and away goal, that's like the pot of gold. Would that be their attitude? Would they attack more here?
I don't know. They are a very attacking side. We've done a bit of studying on them, and they got players up front that really push on, and their fullbacks seem to go... really fast forward and get the ball into the box. So I don't think they'll change their attitude when they come here. And yeah, like you said, that away goal is vital, but we've got to be pretty rock solid there at the back, defending as a team. And you know, that's the last thing we want. We don't want to concede an away goal. We know how valuable they are, but I don't think we'll find them sitting back and trying to hold on to a result.
Ante, defensively you guys are very strong. You're known for that. But is there any concern, given that you were 2-0 up against FC, to lose 3-2?
Right now, no, because we know what we've done over the last few years, and we know how solid we've been in the quarterfinal and semi-final of the Asian Champions League. Yeah, the first two games in the A-League were disappointing, and we've looked at that, and you know, we realised that a lot of it was due to us making errors that we don't normally do. And as long as we can stamp those out, I think we'll be fine. We've had a good base for a long time, and two games in the A-League sort of don't define what we are defensively. So, we're going to approach this as all the other ACL games, and we've been extremely good defensively. So, yeah, we're going to go in there with a positive mindset.
How big an advantage is that home ground, mate?
It is a big advantage. I think... our record at Pirtek speaks for itself. Besides the first game, we haven't conceded a goal there in five games in the ACL. So we know coming there with our fans, with how vocal they're going to be. You know, we have sort of made it a cliche word, a fortress, but we feel really comfortable coming there, and we know we've got everyone behind us, and it feels like home, basically. So we know whoever comes there is going to be in for a very hard time. So it's great that we're finally back after a long time away, it feels like, back at Pirtek.
Tommy Urich, he's back fit?
Yeah, he's been training. Whether or not he slots back into the lineup will be up to Popper. He's going to put the best available team from the start. Whether he's going to start, I don't know. But San has been doing a great job. Thankfully, it was only severe cramping in the last Sydney game towards the end, so there was nothing major with Santa either. So, you know, it's one of those tricky ones with Popper. You don't know what's going through his head. He's going to give us the information, and whoever starts is going to be on top of the toes.
Ante, just on a different topic, that being the national side, the Socceroos, we learned this morning, mate, they're rated number 94 in the world. I mean... there's so much optimism, isn't there, surrounding you guys, the Asian Champions League, you know, the A-League, but 94 in the world, the national side.
Yeah, we seem to be slipping down that ladder quite a bit. I think the A-League, you know, probably in the beginning was reliant on the Socceroos being successful, and now it kind of feels not the opposite, but the A-League's now standing on its own two feet, and we seem to be dropping a little bit of the national team. But, you know, there's a big transition at the moment with the Socceroos. And, sometimes you look at those rankings and, you know, who we've played over that time. And, I think I read today we're in between Haiti and Rwanda. And I'd say that we'd be comfortable in beating sides like that. So it's a little bit deceptive to read into exactly what number we are on the rankings. But at the same time... we need to start stepping up. We lost against Qatar not too long ago, and these are the games that we shouldn't be losing. So, but it is a big transition, and you know, it might take a bit of time till we get back into a position where we're comfortable. But yeah, sometimes the rankings, I think, can be deceptive.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Mate, we're reading about the riches that will be falling or raining upon you if you win this thing.
Yeah, look, there's a bit of prize money, I suppose. Yeah, we're not going to be in that sort of bracket where Al Hilal is. I think they're each going to earn a $250,000 if they go through. So there's a bit of a different package for us. But look, yeah, there's riches, I suppose you could say, for the club in terms of you know, how we're viewed and how Australian football is viewed. And you know, when you get to a final, you know, that's when I suppose the money starts rolling in, and there is a nice little purse. But I think the biggest thing for us is the Club World Cup as well, so we get the chance to play against you know, Real Madrid, which will be a fantastic achievement. But you know, first and foremost, it's a final of the ACL, which doesn't come around too often. So to have that, you know, later in life, looking back and saying, "Look, we were the champions of Asia," is a huge achievement.
Yeah, that would be great. Ante, always good to chat. We'll leave you with this. Tez from Parramatta has texted in. He saves them to the left. He saves them to the right. He's Ante Kovic. He saves them all night. Let's hope he's right, Ante.
Let's hope so.
good on you, mate. Great to chat.
Cheers, guys.
Good luck. Ante Kovic, always terrific with his time. Let's hope he doesn't have a busy night in that Asian Champions League match. Don't forget the prices. It's the Wanderers, $2.60, the slight favourites. Al Hilal, $2.75. The draw is $3. And what do you say? They get, if they get through, $250,000 each. Al Hilal players. That's a good cop.
Certainly is. Just very quickly on something else, the doctor treating Michael Schumacher for nearly 6 months after his brain injury in that skiing accident, he has come out to say there is some progress. So that is the latest on Michael Schumacher. There has been some progress.